this coming Sunday is the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. And if you're asking, well, where's the first Sunday of Ordinary Time? That was last week. That was Sunday. The baptism of the Lord is always the first Sunday of Ordinary Time. So this week, this coming weekend, is the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. And the first reading is a real interesting reading for a lot of what we are going through right now. Now, as you know, I have to tell you, it's like, as you know, every day the sun rises because you probably noticed that. But in any case, the country is in a lot of confusion right now. And we are obviously getting close to the time of the inauguration, but there's a lot of confusion and there's a lot of frustration with people. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things. And my whole role is, well, what is our role as Catholics? And our role as Catholics is to be focused on Christ. That is always our role, and to do the will of God. And we cannot do the will of God if we're not rooted in Christ first and seeking to do his will in service to him. And what is it that Christ wants us to do? He wants to be people who are representatives of Christ, who are agents of the kingdom of God, who lead people to come to know the mission of salvation. That's what we're all about. And it, regardless of where you are and all that's going on in the country right now, if your main focus as a Catholic is not salvation, then no matter what you accomplish, it is secondary to what is the ultimate goal, which is salvation of souls. And that's what we are called to do. But there's no secret that there is a lot of confusion, trepidation, fear, and all that going on, and struggle and everything else going on in the country right now. So, as you know, the focus of the program is to help us to understand, well, where are we focused during this? Where do we need to be focused? And our focus always has to be on Christ. Well, this coming weekend, the first reading is really a fascinating reading that can kind of speak to us about what we're going through, because it's the story of the call of Samuel. Now, Samuel plays an important part in the history of the Jewish people, because Samuel ends up being the prophet of the first king, and he's a powerful prophet to the first king of Israel, who is, of course, Saul. The second king of Israel is David, and that whole interaction between Saul and David is fascinating as well, because they're essentially, Saul is jealous of David, so he doesn't like David. And so you have that great rivalry between Saul and David. But our first reading is long before this. It's long before this. And it's really at the early days of Samuel's life, and he's being called by God. And you can hear those words that are in the reading. You'll hear them this coming Sunday. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. However it's phrased in the Bible for this particular weekend, because each Bible has a slight difference depending on the version. So you'll hear, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. As a matter of fact, that is the way it is. And it's the call. Well, here is the fascinating thing. This is during the time of Eli. And Eli was the high priest. Well, Eli's two sons are two of the most absolute corrupt human beings that ever walked the face of the earth. So this is during a time of severe corruption going on in the Jewish state, and just severe corruption. The sons of Eli are just the worst priest, and it is so corrupt. This is what's fascinating. It is so corrupt. If you've seen the movie The Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know that the Nazis were trying to, now of course this is the movie, not the history. The Nazis were trying to find the Ark of the Covenant because they believed that whoever owned the Ark of the Covenant, whoever had possession of it, would win the battle. So they were looking for the Ark of the Covenant so that they would have it to win the World War II. And so that's the whole focus of the movie. Well, that was believed at the time of Eli and his two sons. And his two sons are completely corrupt. You have Eli, who was a good priest, But he dealt with these two sons who were totally corrupt. There was a lot of corruption going on. And so what you have is all of that happening with the belief that when they go into battle, that it's going to be okay because they have the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. And when they go into battle with the Ark of the Covenant, they lose it. They are conquered. And the enemy country actually takes possession, captures the Ark of the Covenant. And so they lose it. This is a tragic event. This is something that has people greatly upset, because what does it represent? That they have lost the favor of God. Why? Because of the corruption going on. Okay, but in the midst of all of that, it's actually a little bit before, but all of that corruption is going on, all of that, God calls one of the most powerful prophets of the history of the Jewish people. So it's an important thing. Now, coming to think about that, we're going to reflect on this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Comes to you from St. Anthony Parish in Allston. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator. And we will be right back right after this. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. If you happen to have some clothes, especially winter clothes, that you would like to get rid of, and you'd like to give them to someone who can use them, we have a house in our parish here. It's called Granada House, granadahouse.org. They are looking for winter clothing for the residents of the house who are dealing with substance abuse issues. So if you would like to help them by getting rid of the clothes that you don't need to give them to someone who does need them, then please let us know, or actually contact Granada House. You can find them at granadahouse.org. That's granadahouse.org. In the meantime, remember, we have a website, catholicaudiomedia.com, where you can listen to the archives of the show. You can contact us. You can donate to the show. You can send us a prayer request. And you can also join our Substack newsletter. So all of that you can find at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. Well, we are listening to the story of the call of Samuel. And so what the call of Samuel represents is something that is really the whole focus of what I talk about in the show. God is still active in his people. Now, remember, they lost the ark. So in losing the ark, that led to the belief, well, then God, we've lost the favor of God. But God is still active in his people. And so while they're all focused on what just happened and their shock and their concern and their worry, God is in the background saying, okay, now we're going to need you, Samuel. And Samuel is the one who ends up anointing David. So you can see this powerful reality, and that's one of the things that you and I have to always keep in mind, because we are representatives of the kingdom of God. So that's why our focus always has to be first on Christ. Yes, you're going to be focused on everything going around you all the time, but it just came from the brand new saints, St. Carlos Acutis, who said that, you know, if you just be focused on Christ, if you're really focused on yourself, and you this is a great paraphrase. I'm basically explaining this from this perspective. If you're lost in frustration and anxiety and depression, you're focused on yourself. If you want to find the joy of Christ, you focus on Christ. So that's where we have to be, because remember, we're called to be the lights to the world at this time. You and I are called to be the lights to the world. That's what we're called to do, because that's what we were called to at baptism. As I said the other day, we're not called to pay, pray, and obey. We're called to be active agents in the kingdom of God. And we can't do that if we're not people of prayer. So maybe that's one of the prayers you can do. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. Or speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And we can turn to the Lord. We can pray to the Lord, because that's what we're called to do. Now, by the way, you happen to notice I returned some of my Bible commercials. I was a little concerned how it would come across when I originally did them. Well, you know what? I found that they work for me. Like when I'm in confession, you know, I'm hearing confessions and I'm thinking of a good prayer verse, and guess what prayer verses come back? The ones that I made confessions, commercials of. So you can hear that. And that's one of the reasons for those commercials. Which are to help us to remember those Bible verses and remember what they say. So that's what we're called to be, focused that way. And one of the things, one of the commercials, it's not the Bible commercial, it's the the Adoration Chapel commercial. It's the one where you can go on YouTube and see the adoration, the Eucharistic adoration. Well, I found that one of the places you can find this is the Kolbe Shrine. I have no idea where it is. I'm assuming it's in Poland, but I don't know. The Kolbe Shrine, which is the shrine from St. Maximilian Kolbe. And you may remember I said on Monday that seeing the movie The Two Crowns really changed my whole life. It was just such a powerful, because I've always had a strong devotion to him anyway. It was a powerful, powerful movie that spoke a lot to me. So now I sit and I look at the Eucharistic adoration through the Kolbe Shrine. Again, that prayer, especially as I'm doing the consecration to Mary, the 33 days of consecration to Christ through Mary, especially as I'm doing that, I am focused on the Eucharist at the Kolbe Shrine. We'll be back tomorrow with Sister Helena Burns. Have yourself a blessed day. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.